I was going to ask, just how do you think the whole village life has changed now than it was even, say, when you had the Edelweiss?
Oh, yes, it has. I mean, if I take you back to the sort of 50s, 60s, when I came home, the population was more or less static. I mean, almost everybody was born and brought up here, and the parents were here and so on. I knew every person in the Glen. Now I don't think I would know half a dozen people coming and going, you know, coming, staying here, buying a house, selling a house. I've completely lost. So we're a completely different population. Now, all this has changed, and it's not all for the worse. I mean, there are... You see, one thing that has made a major difference is this breathalyzer. Because, I mean, if I go back to early years before that, I mean, people used to drive all the time.
Right.
I mean, our Edelweiss dance nights on a Friday night, and we had 400 people every week without fail. Now, that meant probably 200 cars coming and going, and they all had some drink and drove home. And you know, all the years we ran them, there was not one single case of any kind where there was any kind of trouble, damage, road accidents, injury, nothing, not one. The reason being is perfectly simple. I mean, people are basically responsible, or they used to be then. And I mean, if you drove, you had to drive in the winter, and if you couldn't drive in the winter, you wouldn't drive. It's simple as that. I mean, you had to be a little bit above the average skill. And the other thing, of course, is, I mean, people knew quite well when you've had a drink, you take a bit more trouble, you go a bit more slowly, you take more care. And yet, you see, of course, I mean, it used to be that in the early days, in the 50s, 60s, well, 60s, when skiing really got going, and Glenshee was the major venue for skiing, it used to be that all the hotels, I mean, they were all busy with skiers. And it used to be that once a week, everybody had a turn, you know. Each night, it was their turn, and everybody was attracted there, you know, and you sort of played cool with everybody else. It gave everybody a fair share, and everybody got a change. They all got a visit, and they visited, and it was tremendously friendly. And, it was a lot of sport, and, I mean, winter conditions were adventure. It was, you know, it was all part of the fun, really. But, I mean, all that died. I mean, okay, you accept that. I mean, there has got to be drink drive laws. That has to be, because there's too many idiots who have too much to drink and then behave like bloody idiots. I mean, that's unfortunately the case. You can't escape the fact. I mean, but it does mean that communication has almost completely died. And that's changed the whole feeling in the Glen, you know. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have a partner who's a teetotaler, fine, you go out and have fun, but there's not too many of them about.